So this book is for you if any of the following scenarios sound painfully familiar. We'll call these symptoms of a deteriorating marriage. You are tired of hearing, "I love you, but I'm not in love with you." You find yourself avoiding physical intimacy with your spouse, or alternatively, you're frustrated that your spouse is avoiding being physically intimate with you. You rarely share quality alone time with your spouse. You find your relationship feels more like a business partnership of convenience or a roommate type of situation than a passionate marriage. You have increasing stress involving finances. You hide purchases or money from your spouse. You or your spouse avoid dealing with your relationship problems by overeating, overworking, overexercising, or finding other excuses to be out of the house. Your communication with your spouse is primarily through texts, notes, bickering, or relaying messages through your children. Your relationship has deteriorated to a delegation of tasks and responsibilities. You are sleeping in separate rooms or regularly go to bed at different times. One of you has expressed interest or the need for marital counseling, but the other one is reluctant to participate. You fantasize about what it would be like to be alone or in a relationship with someone else. You are dealing with or suspect that you're dealing with your spouse either having a physical or emotional affair. These are all symptoms of a marriage at risk of just dying from neglect. The age-old, "we just stopped trying." The good news is that there are many things you can do to turn the tide of your marriage, even if your spouse is uninterested in counseling. Really, who wants to go air out their past grievances and dirty laundry in front of a stranger anyway? There are still steps you can take that improve the quality of your marriage. But the very first step here is to examine your mindset and work with this idea. It is going to be easier to change your mindset than to change your mate. The essential truth of any relationship is this: your contribution, from an emotional standpoint at least, is 50%. That's half. You make up half of the marriage. If you are truly interested in having a happier, healthier marriage, then the first step is to acknowledge this fact. There are probably many areas in which your spouse could improve. No doubt there are countless things that your spouse does or does not do on a daily basis that can drive you crazy. But experience by now has probably taught you that you cannot really control how another person acts. Only they can control that. Seriously, have any of the annoying habits you have nagged your spouse about ever changed? What you can control is what you think and feel, and how you act. Theoretically, if you can control 50% of the marriage, then your marriage has a chance of being 50% better. This is true even if your spouse is in denial that there is a problem or seems apathetic about wanting to fix it. Please understand that my goal here is not to delegate blame and insinuate that 50% of the problems in your marriage are of your making. My goal here is to empower you. At this point, I would assume that improving your marriage by 50% sounds pretty good. But there's more. What many people have found that is if you control the things you can control, if you focus on changing your thoughts, feelings, and actions, then the energy in the marriage will most likely change. Once the energy or tone of your marriage changes, the improvement will not be just 50%, but actually has the potential to make a quantum leap. So step one is pretty simple. Note, I said simple, not easy. Step one is to acknowledge that you are 50% of the marriage and that you have the ability to change your thoughts, feelings, and actions within your marriage. Now, I'm guessing here that some of you are having the initial gut reaction of, "Why should I be the one to change my behavior?" Many deteriorating marriages find themselves in a place where there are a series of bad relationship habits from both parties, a lot of resentments built up, and a lot of scorekeeping. More on that in a minute.